This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, we honor Joe Wechter today. Same as it ever was. Except it won't be the same tomorrow. Because it's been same as it ever was for 38 years, but won't be anymore.
Man.
Imagine that.
No, it's going to... I've never worked... We all have never worked here without Joe Wechter. You know, like I'm...
Yeah.
I come in the morning and Joe's here, whether we were in the middays or in the mornings.
That's like, right.
It's going to be very different.
Longest tenured employee at WIP and the only person that goes back, that is still with WIP, that goes back to before it was a sports format, which is really saying something. Because I know there's a lot of people that don't even remember that old form of WIP, which obviously was on 610. And I don't mean 610, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I mean 610 in like 1985. I mean, I don't remember 610 in 1985. All right, good morning to you. So Wechter will join us in studio coming up shortly. One thing, and Angelo and Al and Conklin and everyone else later today, it's going to be fun. One thing that, you know, bums me, look, there's a lot about this Rangers situation that bums me out. Now, it's not like devastating. We don't know that he's going to be out for a long time. But, John, to know that Rangers got a bad back again is not good. I looked it up this morning. I wanted to see last year, because we knew he started strong.
Well, last year was different because he didn't have the hang-up with having with getting here on time.
Right, no, exactly.
Remember,
yeah,
there were issues with being in the country.
I remember it well.
Last year, it was like, oh, wow, lo and behold, he gets to practice more. And then it felt like, oh, no, maybe that added up and made it backwards.
So here's how it went last year when he hit the ground running, in part because he got here right early beginning of spring training. He was on May 22nd. Through 10 starts, 9-0 with a 1.36 ERA.
Yeah.
And he never, once the back issue compromised him, he never got back on track. He never again, forget like that level of excellence, he never achieved the consistent quality that he had laid out there the prior 3 or 4 years that made him one of the more reliable and fan favorite Phillies. And I'll always love the guy. I mean, I'm going to love him. You know, like this might be his last year with the Phillies, and certainly the back situation doesn't help his cause. Andrew Painter coming up. Wheeler and Nola signed long term. Sanchez signed for a number of years moving forward. Like, I think there's a better chance than not this is Rangers' last year. And of course, you want to get the best out of him. And it's a bummer to hear he's got a back issue right out of the gate. And that Taiwan, who got freaking bombed yesterday, and booed off the mound
in spring. You have to understand.
And no one knew at that moment he was about to maybe start for the Phillies in a week or two.
If you don't go to spring training, you don't understand that it's primarily a party down there.
Totally.
And to be booed off the mound at spring training.
You're right.
Is a big deal.
People don't even pay attention to the games
enough
to boo. You
know,
right. I'm like, when she said that, and I thought it was a joke at first, and then I found out it was real. Like, I can't believe he got like that's something. It really is.
So it's a bummer this Ranger thing. But look, there's a lot of good stuff with the Phils. We asked you today, what's top of mind for you with the Phils 1 week out from the start of the season? 215-592-9494. Wechter's going to join us in studio. I know for many of you, you haven't heard him ever or much through the years here on WIP. And we'll talk to Joe on his final day coming up in about the next 5 minutes. Let's get to Sean right now. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Sean.
Listen, first off, I'd like to definitely wish Wechter a tremendous retirement. I met Joe a few years back with some mutual friends, some adult beverages in Wildwood.
There you go.
And, you know, I'm not a shop talker when we're relaxing. And it's a lot of time the last things people want to talk about is work. But the topic would come up, and the guy was definitely passionate about everything he did at work.
No question. Absolutely no question about it, man. And look, he made a massive difference, obviously, on Angelo's show and our show. I mean, his impact has been really enormous.
And like, the friends I met him through, he's also a baseball hawk. He knows his baseball for sure. He likes it.
Well, I'd put him third on this show. So it's Hammer 1, Seltzer 2, and then Wechter 3 for baseball knowledge.
Walker the pitcher.
I just said that to irritate Seltzer,
yeah,
Sean. Just
it works.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Walker the pitcher, as far, I wasn't going to talk baseball, but yep. I've been listening now for quite some time this mm-hmm. morning. I mean, if he's got to get in the rotation, I'd go 3 games with him, and that would be it. Like, sooner or later, you got to cut your losses, do whatever you need to do with him. Something's off. I mean, at a professional level, let's say it's hockey. Let's say he's missing half a step. Something's off.
I agree, Sean. Let me say this. Let's just say Ranger's out till June, and he probably won't be. But let's just say, hypothetically, anyone's out till June. I totally agree. This is not like, all right, Taiwan, you got 10 starts to work your way through it. Like, the hell with that, man. You get like 2 or 3. And if you're giving me the same nonsense you gave me last year, give me door number 2.
They let him go too long last year.
Too long. And, Rhea, I think it affected the mojo 100%. With the team.
It was a loss every 5 days.
Every time. And not only was it a loss, it killed the bullpen.
Yeah.
Every time. I can't, Sean, have that again this year.
Yes, if you're getting booed at spring training.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say, for my pick of someone that is between longevity and excellence,
yep.
I know this is a sports channel, and I was originally going to go with Merle Reese, but I think one of you guys had said it.
I did.
Merle Street.
Yep.
So, I know it's a sports channel, but I'm going to go with Mr. Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton's a great answer, man.
Love that.
Eric Clapton.
He's a top-notch guitarist for close to 7 decades now, and he's coming back on tour in September.
That works for
so
me, Sean.
He's still at it.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. I like that a lot. All right, Wechter's going to join us in studio coming up in 1 minute. We'll talk to Joe about 38 years at WIP coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about Family and Company Jewelers. Family and Company Jewelers, trust me, they know a thing or two or 10 or 100. They know it all about diamonds. They know it all. You know, they've been in the business for 85 years. 85 years, family-owned business. Diamonds and more. You know, their showroom is something you got to see to believe. I mean, it is an extravaganza of jewelry when you walk in that showroom in Family and Company Jewelers, and they treat you great. They treat you like family. You know, from the moment you walk in, you'll feel it. Junior, Ian, the entire team, you'll feel it from them all. They're wonderful people and obviously true experts at what they do. Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. So stop on by and tell them I sent you. They'll take great care of you. Guys, if you are thinking about getting engaged, and I know some of you right now are, if you are thinking about it, head on over to Family and Company Jewelers. Very easy to get to, by the way, from the Philadelphia area. Very close to Philly, right over the bridge. So get yourself to Family and Company Jewelers. Obviously, they are South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Let's welcome Mr. Joe Wechter on his final show here ever at WIP to the microphone. Mr. Wechter, sir.
Good morning.
I'll give you another stand-in-o later today, but right now, right out of the gate.
Thank you.
This is like when Sean Connery would come to the Oscars to present an award. He gets the stand-in-o just to present.
Appreciate it.
Joe Wechter, sir, how are you?
I'm doing well. I know why you brought me in here.
What's that?
You want to try and get me to cry. That's what we do. That's what we do here.
That's our show.
That's what we do. Anyway.
So, Joe, it's been in the 2 years that we've had this show, Kelsey's cried, I've cried, yes. Richie's cried, Brandon Graham has cried. Am I missing anyone? Probably. It's been incredible. All right, Joe, all jokes aside, yes. How do you feel? It's your last day. It's been 38 years, 35 of which have been in the morning show, 33 with Angelo and that crew, 2 years with our crew, which you've been a big part of. After 38 years, knowing this is your final show, how do you feel?
It's strange, but I do feel good. I feel really good about, you know, my, you know, little rest would be helpful. You know, the schedule is getting to me a little bit,
yep.
So I'm looking forward to that.
The schedule was getting to you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little
after,
bit.
After 38 years.
Yeah, basically the last 36 years have been getting to him.
Like it just started to a you little noticed, bit, yeah. Oh man, this might not be ideal.
My age and all that stuff. It was just, I think it was time. I felt like it was really a good time for me to move on and do something different. I just needed to do something different. Plus, I'm lucky enough to be part of two Super Bowls. This past one, I was so focused on it and working on it. I realized I would really like to be able to celebrate just watching a game as just a fan.
That's what Ray talked about when he stepped away. Yeah, you know, just, that it changed the dynamic in a way that he really enjoyed.
Yeah, so I want to enjoy that a little bit more. And I have the summer with the Phillies down the shore and just kind of kick back for a little bit. And then decide what to do next if there's something that presents itself.
Good for you, man. Yeah. So the shift thing, it's not a small part of this show, because it is a tough sleeping pattern. Can you tell? I think you have had, from what I sense, the toughest sleeping pattern of all of us, because the way you attack it is very specific. Can you tell the audience the way on a daily basis you go about sleep?
Well, I know I wanted to watch games live, so that's at night. So getting up at 2:40 every morning, getting in here, getting the sound, all that stuff, getting it done before the show. So my sleep pattern would be I'd get up, 2:40, work the show. Then I would take a nap. And when in my younger years, it would be noon to 3. Now it's dipping into 5 before I get back out of bed. So that getting up twice in a day.
So that's people, your longest
that's
sleep.
That's his
is in
sleep. The other is like a nap, really, the overnight.
Because, yes, I
so
wait
what's
for the games
overnight?
End.
Yeah, what's the overnight sleep?
I go watch the games live, watch a little post game because I'm looking for sound and all that. So about 11:30 to 2:40.
That's not healthy.
Oh,
that's not.
I guess you can
thanks,
see what
Joe.
I look like.
Breaking news. That is not. I mean, listen, Joe, I'm really happy for you to be able to sort of reset your schedule and in a normal way because it's abnormal for all of us, but yours is pretty. I mean, because Joe, you get in here the earliest because audio is a huge part of what we do. Guys, let's remember all those compilations that what we call montages around here. Phillies playoff montages, Eagles game montages, Eagles postseason. I mean, Joe, that stuff was
hours upon hours.
Hours and hours and hours.
That
Let
really
me tell
made,
you.
That made, I thought Parade Day, look, Parade Day was going to be special any which
was,
way,
but
rolling out those montages you would create that was a big part
special.
Of it. Very special part of the presentation. All right, so Joe,
and they'll live on forever. We will hear those montages on WIP forever.
No, you're right. All right, so Joe in studio with us here. We'll have Joe in studio a bunch of different times today because when the various guests sit in, including Conklin soon, Angelo later, Al, Ray obviously is here, but part of the old show, Jonesy, the whole deal. Joe will be in here through a good portion of the rest of the show. Joe, let's go through a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite WIP moment. 38 years, your single favorite moment is what?
That's a good question. I think the first Super Bowl, the day after, celebrating with, it was just, it took so long and all that.
Makes sense.
Radio, it just jubilant. Like yourself, you know, it was somewhat emotional. I wasn't to your extent, but I was, it was memorable. It was really a fun moment and it was good to enjoy.
So
it would
be February 5th, 2018.
Yeah.
When that microphone goes on at 6 a.m. and the Eagles won the Super Bowl 8 hours before that, and it's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first time WIP
really
has a day after the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
That That's great.
So special.
All right, Joe, did you think, and I mean this is no joke, I'm going to ask this for real. When you were on that plane, it was shortly before the pandemic, and you had a real health issue, real scare.
Yeah.
And you were on the job because you were on a plane, Florida, Clearwater, the whole deal for the job. Did you think I might die on the job?
That's interesting because I was I was just really sick going in down, going down.
So you knew you were struggling.
I was struggling really bad, and I was in the plane. I stood up, and that's when I passed out. So they tested me at the hospital, and they were like, they got passed out all the tests. And
Were you lying in the aisle of the plane?
I was. I actually got up. I thought maybe if I get up and just kind of move.
Yep.
I fell towards the seats. Mm. So I fell basically on people's laps, I'm assuming. One of them was a doctor from Penn.
Wow.
So
that's fortunate.
Yeah, it was very fortunate. Another passenger was a EMT. So they were actually working on me when I woke up.
Yep.
But they told me at the hospital it was probably just dehydration. I just kind of just the sickness and just I took some medication just to kind of help. And but other than that, they did tests on my heart, everything. So I came out of it feeling just as
good,
even healthier. So no, I wasn't thinking about dying on the job.
Okay, hopefully. No, I'm glad. All right, so 38 years. Let's talk sports.
What a question, by the way.
No, I mean,
did you think you were going to die on the job?
All right, Joe, let's talk sports here for a second.
Let's talk about the 38 years. Yeah. Like in 38 years, what has changed the most that you've watched? Wow. What's transformed that you can't even believe how different it is?
It's the relationship between players and the fans. I think with social media, I think it just became, everything came so close. Because we were actually the contact between them. It was a radio show. You would call in. I always call us the complaint department. So the fans would call in and then they would hear us and then vice versa. So we were kind of a conduit. Now it's all one big conglomerate. It's all together. So I think that connection between fans, us, and the players in the teams.
Makes sense. What about in the 38 years, the most compelling, I'm not saying best, the most compelling Philadelphia sports figure of the 38 years was who?
Compelling. I think AI.
That's what I thought.
I think AI
That's what I thought.
Always something about him.
Barkley was up there. AI was up there. But AI was really something, man.
Quick thing with Barkley, his rookie year, he wanted to do do radio in Philadelphia. So WIP gave him an hour, but he wanted to be the host, everything. So he didn't, but he never did radio. So yeah. They asked me to be his hands and everything in the studio. I literally sat next to Charles Barkley, pushed his mic on and off, put the callers on, and him and I were like in the studio together, like. It was just wild.
No way.
And it was like,
how long did that last?
Not long. I mean, I think he did one season because I think, he was busy eventually.
Gosh. That's great,
find tapes of that?
I wish I could.
Can you imagine?
I know.
Yeah, are there tapes of the old stuff? Like, how much do you personally have?
I have some stuff on cassettes and stuff. Probably not enough.
Sure. And by the way, for those listening, it used to be on a reel and it would get taped over. So that stuff, unless someone really made a point to save something specific, it wasn't digital. It's gone.
No, it was gone.
All right. So Joe, here's a debate we've had before on the show, or at least a discussion. And you are probably the best equipped to answer this question. So 38 years of you at WIP, and what, 37 have been sports radio, something like that?
Yeah. In that range. Yeah, all right. Somewhere in there.
Whose name? Which Philadelphia sports figure's name has been said the most in the history of WIP? I think it's got to be either Andy or Donovan, because you need longevity.
Correct.
So,
and they still get brought up to this day.
And they still get brought up. Like, whose name, Andy Reid or Donovan McNabb or someone else, do you think was said the most in the history of sports radio on WIP?
I believe it was... For me, I think it was McNabb, starting from the draft on, especially on this station. And you're right, the longevity between the two of them.
Has to be one of those two, right?
For me, it would be McNabb. I think that's the most name, that times I've typed on the with the callers.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. There are like names that I can type with my eyes closed and I even think of like her. It's like I can write them without even thinking. I think about that all the time.
That's great.
Did you ever, what we're talking about here is 38 years of guests and just activities and just so much excitement potentially, so many mistakes potentially that are
live
covered
radio.
Up. What's the, I don't even know if you can answer this. What is the biggest catastrophe you can remember averting?
Good question.
Distinctively. We actually... in the studios, there's power. There was a power grid or whatever, and one day it went out. It blew. So there was nothing.
Bad.
We didn't have a backup. So I had to unscrew everything, pull that one out, go to a different studio, pull another one out, because I didn't have time to wait for an engineer. So I it's like 50 pounds, this battery kind of, and I'm putting it in there, and rehooked it, and got us on. It took about 15 minutes to do it because I had to find the screwdriver. But it was pretty bad.
Wow.
We were done, as a station there.
Electrician, add electrician to his job.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, look, Joe, obviously We love you. We honor you today. We want to have you in here a ton today. We want to keep this going.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to appreciate some phone calls, but just know we have nothing but love for you, Jeff.
And I feel the same. You know, I loved my time here also. I was so happy I was able to come and do the second show,
sure,
a different show, too, on the mornings here. So
good, man.
I appreciate you guys also.
It's our pleasure. Look, no thanks, Joe. Goodbyes, at least on this show yet, because we'll get to that late in the 9 o'clock hour. But we'll have Joe on a bunch. Thank you, my man.
You got it.
There he is, Joe Wechter, 215-592-9494. Conklin will be in here talking about Wechter in a couple minutes. Let's go to, actually, before the phones, let me tell you, coming up in 1 minute, I want to give you some audio of Zach Bond and something that Zach Bond said yesterday about re-signing with the Eagles, which obviously he did for a bunch of money about a week or two ago. What Bond said, you'll hear that coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Isn't it time for you to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient of PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Look, they can solve big problems. I mean major problems. The teeth, the gums, whatever your pain is, if you don't like the way you look, and I know for a lot of people it's a self-esteem issue, they can really change you, and they can really fix you up. Get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluations. All right, back to the phones in just 1 moment, but I want to play the audio of Zach Bond. Because he signed with the Eagles, got a boatload of money, 50-something million, and he was asked yesterday why he signed with the Eagles before free agency. Of course, he was so close to, you know, like literally being a free agent.
He had already made it through the season, right? Like the part where you get hurt, where you, why you sign early, right? It's like, why now?
So why like a day or two, whatever the hell it was, before free agency actually began? Here's Zach Bond yesterday.
Really actually didn't want to leave. Like just what we built here, the culture here. And honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I was just a piece of the puzzle that was put into a great culture already established. The people that work here, the systems in place, just everything I felt here this past year, just felt right for me and my family as well. So, really didn't want to leave and just appreciated everything we built.
I love this guy. I really do. Zach Bond has quickly become one of my favorite Eagles.
How the heck does he say everything the right way every time?
Accepts. So accepts. What did he not say? Yeah, they gave me $50
million. Oh. It's secondary, Joe. That was the money was secondary.
But the things he said is what we were hoping it would be, that he'd want to stay here. We figured he would, and he did.
We love that part. And I do appreciate the fact that this guy did it the hard way. This guy came the long way around to get to this point where he got paid the big bucks.
Really impressive. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot today on the Phillies, 1 week out from the start of the Philly season. We ask you, what is top of mind for you with the Phillies? I mean, one thing I said earlier, and it's really rattling through my brain, is I don't even know if I want the Phillies to win the division. That's weird, but that's where I'm at. Now, I tend to think I probably want them to win it and get that bye, but I also know this, in the 3 years this new playoff format has existed, there have been a lot of great teams, 100-win teams, 95-win teams, that have gotten eliminated and quickly eliminated when they play in their first round, which happens to be the second round, with about a week off. That's you know, look, the Dodgers did it last year and won it all. The Astros have done it and won it all. But there are teams like the Phillies last year, the Braves the prior 2 years, Dodgers other years, the Yankees other years. I mean, there have been some teams that have gotten that bye and just get smoked when they start the playoffs. They just get walloped. The Phillies last year versus the Mets were an example. It was not a competitive series. So I think I want the Phillies to win the division, but I'm being honest with you. I'm not really sure. There's a lot about this team, obviously, to like. They are a really good baseball team. I think they're actually a great team. You might disagree with that. I think they're a great team. I do think it's unfair that they get lumped in with the Sixers over the last 7 years. Not the Sixers right now, but the Sixers of the last 7 years when they kept making the playoffs and falling short. I think it's not fair. I think it diminishes what the Phillies have accomplished, which, let's be real, is a lot more than what the Sixers didn't get to a Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Sixers didn't get to a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Sixers got nowhere close to that. So I do get frustrated when I hear people lump the Phillies in with the Sixers. But with that said, obviously, John, we want to see them, you know, take it the distance this year.
It is unfair to lump them in together. That's way too far. But the frustration is it's simmering. You know, the
it
frustration with the Phillies, yeah. Because so little is perceived to have been done move-wise, you know, because the team is great. The team is, we're one of those organizations, we're shelling it out like a top five payroll organization. And it stayed sort of the same. And so we're holding the front office accountable. Hey, it better be different with the same guys. It better look better, even though you didn't change it much. And I think it will. I actually think it will look better for reasons like we talked about. Bryson Stott is no longer secretly injured. You know, we're going to finally see Andrew Painter, the guy I've been told is the greatest prospect, the greatest pitching prospect in the history of the Philadelphia Phillies. We finally get to see him. Maybe even, I don't know, is it possible we could get to see him earlier than what was expected?
Well, people think June. I don't know. I don't know if they'd move him up.
No, I don't think he's starting the year in the majors.
Okay,
highly unlikely.
Certainly not. Certainly
Regardless,
not.
This is the year we get to finally see him.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. What's top of mind for you? 1 week out to the Phils, 215-592-9494. And obviously the Eagles offseason. We'll keep playing some of that audio of some of the players with their press conferences yesterday. Let's get to Rick in Easton right now. Good morning, Rick.
You know, with all these retirements, I'm starting to feel old. Fredericks, Angelo, Macnow, McKee, Ray Didinger.
Brandon Graham.
But Brandon Graham, the list keeps going. So, you know, I just have to say first with Joe Wechter, I've been calling in for 38 years. I went from Rick from Lansdale, Rick from Bluebell, to Rick to Easton. You guys make the callers. This is why I'm outlining my third book, How Talk Show Radio from a Caller's Perspective. You guys in the studio, Rhea, you know this. Mm-hmm. You've made us feel part of your team. You know how you say thank you for inviting us into your living room? And you invite us into your living room, and you make us feel like we're part of your team. The way Joe's been courteous to the callers, his talent on the montages and his sound bites were simply the best, second to none. And I just had to say that. Real quick, I was telling Jim that I'm excited for the national championships to start today, but I wasn't talking about basketball. This is my 42nd year officiating high school and college wrestling.
Yeah, in town. That's right.
Penn State is going for their 12th out of 14 years for a national title.
That's right.
It's unprecedented. It's going to happen right down the street at Wells Fargo.
And they've won, three in a row, right? So they're going for a four-peat?
They've won. It's incredible. And you know what? Seven of their national champs and All-Americans are back for the next 2 years.
Holy cow.
It's just incredible what he's done there, Cale Sanderson. And you know about wrestling from Cumberland Valley, John.
Yes.
So, you know what?
My mom used to take me to every wrestling match when I was a little kid. Starting, I don't know, I was 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. We would go to every wrestling match, like 1980. John Hare, the heavyweight, the Save family in Cumberland Valley. It's a huge tradition.
And Rick, I know about wrestling from Hulk Hogan and Junkyard Dog.
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
We have a lot of heavyweights that are now going into those ranks, and But anyway, so getting into the Phillies rule, and real quick, John, in District 3, where Cumberland Valley and Central Dauphin is, it's wrestling is a way of life like it is here in Easton and Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
But
the toughest
sport going. So go to
the
Phillies real quick.
Yes.
You know, Topper reminds me of a personality like Danny Ozark. Danny Ozark never got it done at the World Series level because he was replaced by Pope. But I think Topper needs to have a little Fregosi and Boa in him. He needs to stop sugarcoating things, or this team, I don't think, is even making the playoffs this year. He's got to be tougher on the players and hold them more accountable.
Well, I think he may need to hold them more accountable, but I'll say this, Rick. They have enough talent that I don't think they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, I think it would take some serious injuries for them to miss the playoffs because,
I hope you're right.
They got a ton of talent.
Before I give you my answer, I just want to thank all of you for making us part of your team.
Well,
you guys
thanks.
Are incredible. And you know what, Joe? It's not easy. I know you play with the hammer, but it's not easy being on the clock answering some of those questions that Seltzer comes up with. It's not easy.
You know what, Rick, you know what it is?
The hammer!
That's what it is. Two words, say it all.
I'm impressed when people beat you, as few as it is. That's incredible to me that people – I can't do it.
All right, Rick, let's rein this in here, all right?
It is akin to when Jordan got beat by Orlando in
95. This guy, you're just feeding the ego, Rick.
I know. All right, here's my answer.
It's like when somebody would hit the ball off Sandy Koufax. Standing ovation just for a foul ball. It's stunning. All right, Rick, give me an answer. Who or what has been great like Wechter for a long time?
It's not a person. Saturday Night Live.
It's a good answer right there. It's a good answer.
Years, right?
It's not as good as it used to be. That it does get dinged, I would say, pretty considerably.
Yeah, the last decade has been tough.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to win with that. But it was great for a long time, and it's still pretty good, but not what it used to be. All right, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet in 2025. Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Two different NCAA poll questions. The first, is the tournament the best annual sporting event? Yes or no? It's certainly very high on the list. Is it the best? All the playoffs and the major sports, the Wimbledons, the Masters, all that stuff. Is the tournament the best annual? Second poll question, this particular tournament, are you excited for it? Three choices. A, yes, a lot. B, yes, somewhat. C, no. Obviously, we're not going to have as many yes a lots as we would have 20 or 30 years ago. It's not as big a deal as it used to be. Still a big deal, but not as big a deal as it used to be. We'll see what you think as you vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, Wechter, a legend. Another legend in studio. Mr. Joe Conklin, .com. Joe Conklin, how are you, pal?
What's up? How are you doing?
Good, bud. How are you, man?
Fantastic. This is Joe Wechter's day.
Yes.
We're not taking any questions on Stacey Andrews or Sean Andrews. Get Michael Phelps on. This is all about Joe.
Well said, my man. You had that one ready to go, and I like it a lot. That was an all-timer from Andy. My God. All right, so Joe, floor is yours on your buddy. I know he's one of your best friends. And someone that was instrumental in helping to put the audio stuff together that you would do, Wechter. Floor is yours, Mr. Conklin.
Well, before that, he is responsible of my hire as WIP. He's responsible for
responsible getting me, or irresponsible.
Yeah, pretty much. Either way you want to put it. So, I don't know. Did you talk about the whole history? You go back to 19th Street. I don't know if there's anybody else in the building that goes back that far. So it's pre-Sports Talk.
Okay.
So it's MOR. I know you guys never heard of that term. You youngsters. Middle of the road radio with Ken Gogling in the morning. It was big band and Peter, Paul, and Mary. And the other one you said, I don't know, those yacht rock
big
things.
Big band.
Jim Croce.
Really?
Yeah, coming out of a big
it was a
band number.
A lot of stuff.
Middle of the road was anything that would
Holy
not
cow.
Upset.
Like
that would
inoffensive
fall into the category.
Correct.
Music.
Right. Yes. Wow.
So he's
smooth pulled, listening.
His first job was overnights. You have to produce overnights. He pulled Ken Garland's music and stacked it up for him and his commercials on the old carts. You know, stack the carts up the music. That's what the producer
you
would.
You pulled the music, so that means you picked it?
No. I was given a checklist. This is what Ken needed. He was a morning man. He needed things done. His way.
Was he very particular?
Yes, he was. Can we get to the fun part?
So he's over there. I don't know. And then they moved to Fifth Street after a couple, after a year, less than a year, I guess, right? I don't know. Anyway, so it's sports talk, the format comes on. And I said, I got to get involved in this because I do sports impressions. So I sent an audition tape out to Bigby, who was the boss right after Jack Williams, I guess. Cool. And Bigby, Brookie, and morning show producer.
Yeah,
no name.
It was Scott McHugh.
McHugh was the guy. So I didn't hear anything for 6 months. I'm following up with calls to Bigby. He doesn't return any calls. So 6 months go by. All of a sudden, I get a call from Jody McDonald. Yeah, we heard your tape. Come on in. I'm going to be on the appreciated. So here I didn't realize it's Wechter who was producing his show at the time.
Now, quick question. It's become a sports station by this point, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it had just made the switch from non-sports to sports?
About a year or two before. Yeah, it was 1989.
Okay, somewhere I'm with you.
And Wechter could tell you, I guess, if what he liked on the tape. That you had voices like Wilson Good, Dick Vitale.
Harry and Whitey.
I
found this tape just sitting there, and I'm like looking at it, going, "Well, let me just pop it."
It's
in.
It's a foot from the trash can.
Wow. Yeah. So, Joe, you, Wechter, essentially discovered Conklin.
For WIP, essentially, yes. Because I popped it in, I heard the way he did Harry and Whitey, and I said, "This guy's incredible." And then I took it into Jody, said, "Hey, what can we do?"
So, Conklin, Wechter, he changed your life, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know it for about 10 years. But no, the thing was that he liked the timing of it. Got to say, happy birthday out there to Marilyn McCausland in Absecon, New Jersey. Good place to get gas, Absecon.
So has working...
Yep.
That was the long pause.
Of course.
That little pause. And I said, this guy's got the time. He does it all.
But sure.
That was quite the pause.
Kind of like when you talk, John.
That's how Conklin does. Zinger.
He's fine.
Battleship sunk.
Did you guys get closer from working together
all those years? We had hours together.
We had to. I love, somebody called up over the weekend, or somebody was saying, talking about Wechter, he was a steady hand, and all that screaming going on with Angelo, and it was a scream, it was a loud show. Rhea and Ange going back and forth, and, you know, Morgani would just kind of watch it, and they said Wechter was a slow, steady hand, a calm in the middle. That's wrong.
That is so much.
Joe Wechter before?
At everybody. Carts are flying around.
Dude, that's my first memory of Joe Wechter is coming to WIP and just hearing yelling coming out of the studio.
Yeah, so Wechter was not a calm in the storm. He was part of the storm. He was the creator of the storm.
Oh, yeah.
And see if you could hang.
Yeah. Conklin, how do you think Wechter did with the Angelo thing? Because obviously Angelo brought a lot. There was a big dynamic there. How did he handle it?
Well, Wechter was here first, and then Al pitched the show to Jack Williams, and he and Angelo came in. But Wechter already knew, you know, the atmosphere or whatever. In the first 10 or 15 years of that show, Angelo was still feeling his way a little bit. He didn't have all the answers. And that's when you could tell. That's when Wechter kind of taught him a little bit. He'll say the same thing.
Yeah, because I would get here, and it would just be Angelo and I in the beginning of just the show.
Sure.
We'd just talk it out. We didn't, you know, we just he'd bounce topics off of me, and I give him the views and stuff. I think I caused him to have troubles with the mummers at one point. But yeah, it was kind of a way to build up his connection to the Philadelphia fan. And I would talk.
Ange was easier to manage early on, before he got to know everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Before he got his stride. I mean, even when any new element, Wechter would say, "Oh, let's try this. Let's try that." Mm-hmm. So I come on board, and this guy does voices. That's a great Stan Hockman. Read the weather. So we didn't really know what we were doing yet.
Angelo's going to be in studio with us at 9 o'clock today. So Al shortly. Jonesy in about a half hour. Conklin's going to be sticking around here. And Angelo, 9 o'clock in studio as we honor Joe today.
When I think about the early days, it was long before we were partners with the teams. We're all chummy now, and we get interviews. There was nothing like that before. They hated us. We had no contact with the teams. Yeah. They wanted us off the air.
Specifically, though.
Join the club, right? Yeah.
That's so good. The other thing great about Wechter was all those live calls that we did. Billy the Helper, Cooter, he would create some of the calls. He was there. They say he whispered to Jonesy all the time. He was throwing jokes for me. He was writing half of this stuff as we were saying
Wow.
Yeah, so.
All right, so if you guys can stick around, let's get some calls in here, and we'll keep you guys here, obviously. Wechter's last day, we honor Joe in a legendary career. Reminder, in honor of Joe today, we're asking you, who or what has been great at something for a long time?